KO4PXB mobile.
PXB, KO4ZEW, it's Ben. Is this Lloyd?
It is.
From you. I've not been on the repeater for quite some time. You traveling home from work?
I'm going out to a site to put two IP phones in that got damaged by the storm, so we got their replacements, and so putting them back in.
The office. That's cool. I got another hour to go, and then I'm going to wrap it up, but I'm working from home, so I'll have to power it off and go upstairs.
Yep, that's definitely good. I know a lot of people say they, when they work from home, they actually take a lot less work breaks, and people just kind of get more agitated by when they do work at home because they don't get up and take breaks like they normally are supposed to or should.
You're correct about that. I will just like dive into tasks and I'll get to working on something and I'll look up and it'll be like 11:30 and I'm like, oh my gosh, it's lunchtime and I've been, you know, nose down for 2.5 hours.
That's why at my desk, when I'm doing computer stuff, I got one of those little stand-up desks, so that way I stand up probably about two or three times an hour. That way, just keep the circulation going, you lays, because it's definitely not good to sit that long all day long.
Percent. Even though, yeah, completely correct. And it's good to kind of get out and just change scenery because, you know, I don't want to sit here and look at my four walls all day. Sometimes I'll have to go out and sit on the back patio and look at the yard or something and get some fresh air.
What kind of work do you do?
On hospital computers, if you're familiar with Epic Systems or MyChart, that's the software I work on. We've got pretty much all the big hospitals up here in the upstate converted over.
Yep, I have definitely heard of MyChart.
Software. So we specialize, you know, kind of like you would do, even like the clinicians. So I'm in home health and hospice, and it's kind of siloed. You don't just have clinical and billing. You have like ambulatory and emergency department and home health, and you kind of specialize within those pieces because, I mean, the software is ERP size.
I bet that would take a good bit to know it all, so you'd pretty much just need people specialize in little parts of it. You need a tugboat captain.
Hey, back when I worked for GHS, now Prisma, I think we had over 100 people on the Epic team just to manage all the different pieces from claims to registration to, you know, the doctor's offices, the units in the hospital, and yeah, it's big. It's kind of like SAP for healthcare.
Yep, I can definitely imagine. I know how much computer and LinkedIn software has really helped out, because that way you got pretty much patients' information wherever you go, instead of just somebody showing up here and was just at another doctor's office trying to get medications or whatever.
Yeah, you avoid a lot of drug interactions, and as well as allergies become important. So, you know, you've got a person who's allergic to amoxicillins, and they go, you know, to an urgent care, and the doctor's like, oh, you got an ear infection, I'll give you amoxicillin, but that allergy is documented on a different computer. You could run into trouble that way. So the centralized patient record is really, really helpful in that manner.
But as they say, computers are only as smart as the person using it, so there's still human errors always in there.
And, I mean, that goes for the IT programmer side, the people that set it up. That goes for the clinicians that use it. It's still garbage in, garbage out.
Yep, that's definitely true in the IT world and pretty much anywhere.
Starting to get kind of interesting because they're starting to look into using AI to sort of review and edit the physician's clinical notes and clean them up. And that's really interesting because, you know, is the AI going to misinterpret something a physician wrote in their clinical note, or is it actually going to sort through their wordiness and inconsistencies and actually, you know, strip out the factual information and make it very clear? It's a real interesting scenario that AI is going through, at least as far as clinical notes.
Yep, as they say, they're taking the human factor out of it.
Way, I mean, the physicians would still be making the decisions, making the assessments, but as far as the documentation, that's where you know, the AI would be doing an editing job of sorts. So it's not creating the material, but it is pulling from existing material. And, you know, what it just learned to edit and output something that is different.
It sounds interesting. All right, sir, I'm now here at my site, so I'm going to say 73 till another time. It's KO4PXB.
See ya. I will talk to you around. This is KO4ZEW. I'll be clear.